Hi, this is Bill O'Hanlon, and I'm here with Joe Lamon. I understand you have a degree in engineering, and you're now a licensed marriage and family therapist, and you also struggle with those technical aspects of the Internet. I would have thought as a licensed engineer, a degree in engineering, the Internet would have been easy for you. Is there a contradiction there?
I guess the best way that I can think of that, Bill, is that when I chose engineering, I chose it because it was sort of a rebellious behavior to my parents, who told me that I probably should be a journalist, which is what I probably should be now. So I guess they were really right from the beginning.
But you have to go your own way to individuate
yourself.
But I got to
do it my way. Yeah, got to do it my way.
The old Frank Sinatra thing. Yeah. You were listening to that Frank Sinatra song. And you also do what you call voice work. What do you mean by that?
People for years have said, you have a very nice voice. What can you do about it? And I said, well, I really can't do anything about it. I'm an engineer. And then after I switched careers to psychotherapy, I'll call it, I said, well, there's really no direct place for that. But finally, I was able to come up with an idea that I thought would fit so that I could combine psychotherapy and voice work. And that was probably when I met Dr. Schaefer, and he mentored me in hypnosis.
Human engineering,
right.
And you learned that that voice all these years, which might have been soothing to your patients or even soothing to the people you worked with in engineering, it actually was more directly helpful because people found that voice so calming and soothing, you actually started specializing in this, using hypnotic and relaxation, meditative kind of things to help people reduce their stress and calm down and make changes.
I think the aspects of hypnotherapy opened up and it created my way through a barrier when I was studying and focusing mostly on cognitive behavioral therapy. I said, well, yes, of course, I do think irrationally, but what the heck can I do after that? You know, I know it's irrational and it's not easy to change. So, but I think when you can lead a person into the areas of their unconscious or subconscious mind, that the opportunity for change is magnified tremendously, and it just opens up some really, really nice possibilities in therapeutic relationships with our clients.
So how does all this connect to your blueprint for your present and future, and how is this all connected to your passion and your soul, all this stuff?
One of my several therapists throughout my lifetime told me that I should be on the radio and do a radio program. This is probably 15, 17 years ago. And I said, well, couldn't you do that? And she said, no, I can't do that. You have a certain talent that is directed in that fashion. And so I thought, well, geez, I thought anybody could do that. So she said, no, and you have to do that. You have to. Another thing she said to me was very interesting. She said, it's not like you don't know. You came into this world with a lot of knowledge. Your parents, in a very unknowing and loving way, tied you up in ropes, and now you're unwinding and taking some of the ropes off, and this is one of the things that you really have to do. And now I see it as a part of my mission, is that I have to use my voice. If my voice indeed is helpful for other people, then I must utilize it. And I enjoy that. It's opened up my whole ability to feel comfortable within my own skin. And so that, in a way, I like what you said about being blessed. I think that was a blessing for me to discover that and find a way to put it in there. And now I want to be able to use radio, podcasting, in addition to maybe working 49 hours a week or something like that.
Really cutting back.
Really cutting back a little bit.
So you found a way, I mean, once you untied some of those ropes and got out of some of those ropes that had been binding you all these years, you realized the voice was the gift, and now you're finding ways to getting it out in the world, on CDs, downloadable audios, podcasts, online radio, whatever it may be. That's going to be one of the ways that both you move more smoothly into retirement and be able to be on the beach in North Carolina.
Absolutely.
As well as continue to contribute with that voice, since you've finally gotten the ropes off and you've finally gotten clear, this is one of my blessings and this is also how I want to bless other people.
I couldn't put it in any better words than that. I think that pretty well summarizes the meaning. It allows me to work with my son, Joey, which is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
It's another blessing.
It is another blessing, absolutely. And he's a great musician and a wonderful human being, and I really appreciate. I've told Joey many, many times, I thank you for letting me be your father.
Oh, that's very
and I
sweet.
Really, really, truly mean that.
Very kind. All right, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you, Bill.